Horizon by Grant McFarlane.
Julie stares into the familiar, yet constantly changing horizon, leaving her client to familiarise himself with the climate and relax before the bracing bite. A spray of seawater is deflected from a rock, moistening her face as she stands on the coastline. The salt, once tasted, providing her the connection to that which surrounds, to that where she belongs. About a decade ago, I had a friend over from America, and we came to this same spot. Julia angles her hips towards the ground as she throws the stone in the water, the plopping sound of her failure to skim returning her to a reminiscence. He asked why we called this a beach. You should have asked him why he calls aluminium aluminum, Jeff retorts quickly, as Julie returns to sit on the pebbles beside him. You're right, I should have. I wish you could have seen the look on his face when I went swimming afterwards, in December. Total incomprehension. They laugh as they sit shaded from the wind beside one of the groins which stab through the Eastbourne coastline at regular intervals to make beach-like enclaves. Jeff stammers, I enjoyed the group session on New Year's Day. I had forgot to thank you for that. I had to go straight afterwards for other reasons, and I just forgot to thank you. So, thank you. No worries. I'm happy to hear that. And no need for thank yous, Jeff. I'm glad you called to come again for this solo session. Have you been in since? No, I wanted to, but I felt a bit scared going in myself. I understand. It's not uncommon, you know, Jeff. You do get acclimatized after a while. Oh, I do hope not. It was the shock that I liked. It stopped my mind. It made me less elsewhere, more here, if that makes sense. He rubs his face with both hands and continues. I floated, you know. I laid back with my face almost submerged and looked up to the sky. I was still bloody frozen, but I didn't feel scared anymore. For the first time in a long while. Julie recognised his words as her own, and those of many in her refresh, replenish, recharge group. Its ostensible purpose of outdoor swimming acting only as a faint veil over the true desire for a flow of energy to aid one's ebbing life. She stretches her freckled arms out towards the sea, forming a cat's cradle with her hands as she inhales, recalling the kind of happiness when she too felt that first halting breath, like a punctuation mark when the cold water silenced her fears. She turns to Jeff and exhales with an effortlessly beatific smile. Standing up in front of him, she offers both her hands to Jeff. Entranced, he reaches out and allows her supporting to aid his standing. Julie continues to smile when staring at his hope-filled eyes. Please, breathe in deeply and hold before exhaling. Jeff does as Julie asks, as he listens to her words that he recognises as his own. This is my business, you know. May bring money, but friendship, hardly ever, does not stop surprising me in its healing powers. Finding kindred spirits brings a sense of belonging that no amount of money ever will. So, will you come with me, my friend, to float in this cold, cold water together?